BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson and this is Weekender. The Edinburgh International Festival is a month-long arts and cultural festival held in August in Scotland's capital city, Edinburgh. A large part of the festival is known as the Festival Fringe, which puts on performances of theatre, comedy and music. In today's programme, we feature Shappi Korsandi, an artist who performed a stand-up comedy show at this year's Festival Fringe. Our reporter, Claire Mace, caught up with her after her show. Where does Shappi come from and when did she start doing stand-up? Listen out for that information.
My name is Shappi Korsandi and I'm from London, but I'm Iranian and I'm doing a show at the Edinburgh Festival called Asylum Speaker.
How did you become a female stand-up comedian?
Well, I've always been a female, and the stand-up comedy came later in my life when I started to go to lots and lots of comedy clubs and I realised that it was the job for me. And finally, when I was about 23 or 24, I started to do shows at the little comedy clubs around London. And slowly that got bigger and better and I became professional.
Shappi is Iranian by descent, but comes from London. She started doing stand-up in her early 20s. Now, in her act, what kind of jokes does she tell?
Saying to me, so come on, are you really Iranian? No, I just say that to be more popular.
I make jokes about a lot of things, pop music, stuff that's going on in my life. For example, I'm getting married in September. I was born in Iran, so that's a rich source of humour, talking about my background and my the culture that I come from. Being Middle Eastern, anything that's going on in the Middle East is a source of material for me. And I talk about more common things like boyfriends and clothes and being shy and all sorts of things. So just things that are personal. I think that my humour is all based on personal stuff.
You've made us laugh. And now you must die.
Her jokes are based on her personal experiences, such as her getting married, everyday topics like pop music, clothes and boyfriends, and also her Iranian heritage. She describes her Middle Eastern background as a rich source of material. A rich source of material. A topic which has lots of opportunities for humour.
BBC LearningEnglish.com.
Being a Londoner with an Iranian background gives her an insight into both cultures. Do the British and Iranians have similar senses of humour? What difference does she mention?
I think that British people have a very self-deprecating sense of humour, and Iranian humour tends to be a lot more kind of philosophical, I guess, in some ways. We don't laugh at ourselves as much as the British do.
She says that the British have a self-deprecating sense of humour. Self-deprecating. We often make fun of ourselves more than Iranians do. She goes on to explain more about the differences between British and Iranians. She talks about cracking jokes, which is another expression for making jokes, and breaking the ice, which refers to doing something in a situation where people don't know each other to make everyone feel more relaxed and comfortable. Breaking the ice. Listen out for those expressions.
The biggest difference between Iranians and British people is that Iranian people have all sorts of formalities that you have with people that you don't know. But British people, you can meet someone in a shop or at passport control and you can crack a joke. And that's the biggest difference, I think, with what I love about British humour is that whoever you are, whoever you meet, people crack jokes and it breaks the ice. Perhaps that's because British culture tends to be more reserved, and so you need to crack the ice. Iranian people tend to get intimate with each other a lot quicker than British people do, so perhaps there's not that immediate need for humour. So that, I think, is the main difference.
British people, she says, use humour as a way to break the ice and can crack jokes with strangers in a way that Iranians don't. She thinks this may be because the British are more reserved. Well, That's all from this edition of Weekender.
Yes!
BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.